Hi, I am Henry Rayenga, President of Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to Topic 1, Why Christian Weddings Matter. A Christian wedding is one of the most public, beautiful, emotional, and spiritually meaningful moments in a couple's life. But if we are not careful, we can begin to think of a wedding as only an event. We may see the venue, the flowers, the dress, the music, the pictures, the guests, the reception, and the legal paperwork. All of those things may matter, but none of them is the deepest meaning of the wedding. A Christian wedding matters because marriage matters before God. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That sentence is one of the foundations of this course. In Genesis, marriage is not presented as a human invention. It is not created by government, culture, romance, or personal preference. Marriage is rooted in God's creation design. God creates male and female in His image. God brings the woman to the man. The man receives her with joy. Scripture says that a man leaves his father and mother, is joined to his wife, and they become one flesh. Jesus returns to that creation foundation in Matthew 19. When asked about marriage, he does not begin with social trends or legal exceptions. He points back to creation. Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? Then Jesus says, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." That means the Christian wedding officiant is standing inside something very holy. The officiant is not inventing marriage for the couple. The officiant is witnessing, guiding, and publicly recognizing a covenant reality that belongs to God. This is why a wedding is not merely a romantic celebration. Romance may be present, joy may be present, beauty may be present, but Christian marriage is deeper than romance. It is covenant faithfulness. It is public promise. It is one woman and one man entering a lifelong bond before God and witnesses. This also matters because weddings are powerful teaching moments. Families are listening, friends are listening, children may be watching, the community is observing. Even people who rarely attend church may hear scripture, prayer, vows, blessing, and Christian teaching about marriage. A wedding ceremony can quietly preach a theology of covenant. A ministry sciences observation is important here. Wedding officiants should notice what a wedding reveals. It reveals what people believe about love. It reveals family hopes and wounds. It reveals whether the couple understands vows as sacred promises or as sentimental words. It reveals whether marriage is being treated as covenant, contract, event, or personal identity expression. The wise officiant asks, "What am I observing? What pattern is appearing? What biblical truth should interpret this moment? What faithful ministry response is needed?" For the one wedding officiant, this topic gives courage. You are not simply helping out. You are serving a sacred moment. For the ordained wedding officiant, this topic gives depth. Repeated wedding ministry must not become routine. For the chaplain, this topic gives clarity in urgent or unusual settings. Even a brief ceremony must preserve covenant meaning. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this topic reminds you that marriage formation is deeper than relationship technique. Christian weddings matter because they witness to creation, covenant, Christ, and public promise. The officiant is not the center of the ceremony. Christ is. And when a bride and groom stand before God, the officiant helps them enter marriage, not as a self-authored story, but as a received covenant under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ.